Broadcasting from the Honda North Studios. If you haven't driven the all-new 2017 Honda CR-V, there's a reason it's the car and driver compact SUV of the year. It's the perfect car for summer vacation and for everyday life. Hurry in and get a red-hot clearance deal on the new CR-V you want during the Honda Summerbration sales event. Going on now at Honda North. WLER-FM. Butler. Cranberry. The Rock Station. 97.7. The Grassroots Show. Sunday nights at 7. Brought to you by Shady Lady Productions. On The Rock Station. 97.7.
We welcome you to another edition of our Grassroots Show here tonight on The Rock Station. 97.7. As we gear up for show number 269 plus or minus 1 to 1.5. That's the over-under, right?
Something like that. And I've been booted off the show a couple times, so it's even a little less for me, but that's okay. That's okay. I can live with that.
You have broad shoulders for the weight of these wings, right?
Pretty sure it's going to happen again, too. So,
we thank you for joining us tonight, and we thank the Meat Locker Recording Studio here in Butler, Mr. Jim Harpel and his crew, a beautiful facility they have. If you need anything recorded so that you can be on the Grassroots Show, we recommend them. Be your first stop. And we've got a pretty cool connection to the Meat Locker Recording Studio coming here tonight. A gentleman who you have heard play, no doubt sometime in my life or sometime in your life, and no doubt in my mind that you not only have heard him, but you probably have seen him because he's been in some great bands over the years, but is also part of the session staff at Meat Locker Recording Studios, and that's Mr. Chris Buehler going to visit with us tonight. He's been in bands from Friends to Slamming Doors to Broken Pick, and many others across the nation, too. And we'll talk with Chris and play some tunes of his creation coming up here tonight. Want to remind you, too, coming up next weekend, if you don't have your tickets already, they may already be sold out, but you can try CorbryWoodstock.com. The big Corbry Woodstock Festival is next Sunday of Labor Day weekend down in the West Deer, Gibsonia area.
Yep, and that's online sales only, so they're not going to have tickets at the gate. So if you want to go and you haven't got them, I recommend you try, like you just said, real quick, see if there's any available.
Yeah, they kick things off late morning, run it through about 10 o'clock at night. It's a nice day-long festival during primarily the daylight hours. It does, I think, the last two bands or so, you have some nice light setting there. But
Matt gets to work his magic there.
Yeah, the lighting kicks on. But a wonderful, wonderful backyard of Mr. John Vento, the lead singer of the Needs Hotel Band, who will be playing. Mr. Utah Burgess with Rob Keller, the Noble Hops Band, will be there playing. And a little bit later on tonight, we're going to play a song from a duo that is very well known in the Pittsburgh music circle, Mr. Pete Hewlett and his good friend, Scott Anderson, plays the Hewlett Anderson Band. They're going to be there, and many others. You name it, there's a number of different groups that are going to be there, and some new ones this year, too.
Yeah, this is, like I said, this is, next to the Band Jam, this is my favorite yearly musical event, so looking forward to it.
Yeah. So we'll play some tunes, and then we'll visit with Chris Buehler. I think we're going to have a fun visit tonight, reflecting on how Chris ever picked up a guitar. And we want to talk about a talented guitarist. He's one of the gems of Western Pennsylvania, and we'll play some tunes from the old band Slammin' Doors, which we featured a couple of weeks ago for the first time, and we're anxious. And that's a band that hasn't been around in quite some time, too, so we'll reflect back with what they have. But we kick off the show tonight with some great music, too.
Yeah, I think my song selections tonight might be representative of my mood a little bit, but start the show off with some Weapons of Choice, and they're going to be having a punk night at the Sidebar up in Katanning on September 30th. They'll be playing there with some other bands. So if you like this kind of music, that's the place to be. And I say we play their song, Open Face Knuckle Sandwich.
How about that? So, and the Sidebar, by the way, just recently going smokeless. They have a wide variety of music that they pull in up there. But I saw Ben Velasek had taken his boy up there to enjoy some of their tremendous wings now that they are smoke-free. So stop up and check it out and support some local business. We'll follow that up with another cut from the latest, it's actually the debut CD, as hard as that is to believe, from Freddie Nelson, local musician called Shake the Cage, that is out. And this is the one that kicks off the album. It's a tremendous album. I encourage you, pick up a copy before they're all sold out. What a remarkable vocalist he is. And a song called Turn You On from Freddie Nelson, here tonight on the Grassroots Show on The Rock Station, 97.7.
Another day. Wait for turn you on.
The Meat Locker Recording Studio in Butler is the area's number one recording studio. When you work with the engineers at the Meat Locker, your next song, album, EP, or demo will be of the best quality anywhere. Use their great-sounding live room, vocal booth, and new 24x24 drum room. They'll mix it together with the industry-leading program Pro Tools. Plus, if you need musicians, they have the talent you need. The Meat Locker Recording Studio. With your talent, they'll make your music rock. Call 724-283-4529 or visit meatlockerrecording.com. When you shop Bros' Superette at the top of South Main Street Hill in Butler, you're going to find them jam-packed, full of some of the best meats around. Deli meats and cheeses, homemade sides and salads, various cuts of steak, bacon, a full line of smoked beef sticks, hot cheese and more, and Butler's best hot sausage. And they're supporters of the local music scene as well, sponsors of the Grassroots Show and musicians themselves, as exampled by Austin and Diddy jamming out in the background. High on the hill and right on the price, it's Bros' Superette, corner of South Main and Rockenstein. Tell them the Grassroots Show sent you.
Now, back to the Grassroots Show, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station, 97.7.
We welcome you back to our Grassroots Show here tonight on The Rock Station, 97.7, and streaming as well at 977rocks.com. This segment is presented by the famous Rainbow Inn, our longest-running sponsor. They've been here since we began, in our infancy, five and a half years ago.
Very first ones, yep.
Yep, and they're located down in Freeport. In fact, you can't miss them. When you make the turn into downtown Freeport, there it is. So no matter where you're going, if you have to travel through Freeport, if you're going to visit a friend in Freeport, if you're going up over the hill out of Freeport, you must make it a priority to stop in and say hello to the Rainbow.
Yep, they cut the check, and here we are.
Gotta love it. Well, we are here with a gentleman that probably has been 5 years in the making for us to get him on the air, because he's pretty well known in the circles around here in the music scene and has been around a long time. And you've heard a lot of him as well on this very show in a number of different varieties, and that is Mr. Chris Buehler, who joins us. Chris, hey. How you doing?
I'm doing great, man. How are you doing?
Great. It's great to have you here.
Well, thanks a lot for asking me in, man.
Yeah, we're very honored to have you here. Of course.
Well, I'm honored to be here.
Well, we go back to our first segment sponsor, the Meat Locker Recording Studio. A lot of the stuff that we've heard come out of there has featured Chris's talents on guitar.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, if you're going to record somewhere, that's where you want to do it.
Yeah. Jimmy's really done a nice job building an awesome facility.
Great guy. He knows what he's doing. Got great gear.
Yeah, yeah.
Got big fun there.
And, you know, and a cool facility, too, in its own right, with kind of historic value to it.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
It's pretty.
Yeah.
Nice wood inside, and it's top-notch, man. I love it.
That's cool.
I could live in there if you'd let me. Come on, Jim.
Just tie it in the corner.
That's right. Well, let's find out a little bit before we get into the history of Chris Buehler and what you're doing today, because there's a lot going on, and we've got a song with your daughter coming up here. But we want to reflect back into some great tunes that actually we played a couple of weeks ago for the first time. I came across one of your posts on Facebook and heard this unbelievable song by Slammin' Doors, and whoa. So, but let's find out a little bit about Chris Buehler and how Chris ever came to pick up a guitar.
Well, I was one of them kids watching Ed Sullivan. There's the Beatles. Chicks are screaming. I'm not playing sports. Got to find something. Picked up a guitar. I was about 10. Sat on my lap for about 6 months till I realized I was left-handed. I was holding it left-handed, so I changed the strings around, and that was the beginning of me playing guitar. And probably within 2 years, I was making occasional money playing, and it could just progress from there. But I was big. I went from being Bing Crosby to the Beatles to Jimi Hendrix to the Allman Brothers, and that's when I shut the door. You won't hear me doing any rap.
Yeah?
No. Not Yeah. Not lately, anyhow.
Yeah, yeah. All self-taught, Chris, or yes. Over the... Yeah, yeah, so you just kind of honed your craft on your own.
I practiced a lot.
Yeah.
53 years. Shoo-wee. And I played a lot. We were so busy that if you're going to hurt anybody, you're going to do it in the early years, and you're going to learn from your mistakes, and there's no way young musicians today get that advantage, whereas they may have online advantage,
mm-hmm.
learning their acts or their instrument. Back then, it was they just thrust you into a situation. You either sound good or you sound bad. It's up to you.
So it was up to you to figure it out real quick, like, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I was lucky. It fell in pretty naturally to me, so.
That's awesome.
I was fortunate, blessed.
Yeah, yeah. And all it took to figure out was you were left-handed on the
guitar.
Yeah,
I got to change these strings around. There's something wrong here.
So as you learned how to play, did you get into bands, or was it you had an opportunity to play out?
Had bands as a youngster, 13, 12, 13, 14. We had a three-piece band. Where I used to live in Buchanan, West Virginia, moved up north to Slippery Rock in 69, and immediately got in a band about the first year I was in high school, hooked up with some guys, and we played rock and roll, mm-hmm. loud, and really just being immature, but getting it down.
Yeah, but did you have the screaming chicks?
No.
That was that you mean they endless, don't just show up?
That was that endless thing. Where's the dessert? It was just learning the craft, I guess, at a young age, especially when it's an outlet in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
And you want to get that across. I mean, I used to get so excited at that age that my knees would shake and my hands would shake, and you get that pump.
Yeah.
Old adrenaline pump, and then I think after you reach a certain point in your career, you try to chase that pump down.
Yeah.
Until you get to as old as I am, and then, it is what it is.
The knees quit shaking at that point, or is it because of age?
The knees don't even work anymore.
That's cool.
Yeah.
So you progressed into playing. Now, you did a lot of work traveling with bands, too. Did that come before or after you started to really kind of focus in on bands around here?
Well, it was before. Like I said, we played country western. I was in a country western band, Loretta Ann and the Silvertones, for probably 5 years. And we were so freaking busy that... That's what I mean. You listen, you learn your craft and everything else. And I went out on the road in show bands and dance bands, playing a wide variety, a very eclectic combination of tunes. And you're working 6 nights a week, 48 weeks a year, 6 sets a night. And that is not easy, but you're holding that dang guitar and you know, it's what you wanted to do. This is what it is. I remember my dad saying, it's a rough life. It, bounced right off. But and then when I got home, I just decided the road was, I was burnt out on it. I went through rough times, good times, same as anybody's life in whatever they choose to do. There's valleys. And I got into rock and roll band Friends in 81 through 87, and we had the biggest fun and the most, I'd say that was probably the apex of my career.
Okay.
Just because we did so well in a regional area, pretty widespread,
mm-hmm.
Not necessarily Butler, but even upwards towards New York and Ohio. And we got to open some national acts and stuff like that. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And we released a couple records.
Sure.
I remember walking down a mall and seeing the Friends band poster in front of National Record Mart going,
yeah.
There were a guy in checkout asking me how I played a certain lead.
Yeah.
So I thought, well, no kidding, really.
So did you have Screaming Chicks by that
point? Yeah, oh, yeah. They were there.
There we go.
Yeah.
I remember seeing some Friends shows back
then. Utah, he's stuck on that
trying
chick
to,
thing.
Trying to get to where, yeah. Just want to make sure that Beatles thing paid off for you.
It did.
And I remember my old magazine, Steel City Rock Magazine, having the name Friends in there. I mean, that was a big deal. You guys played all over. And, you were one of the bands that... I remember back in the day, back in the 80s, saying, man, this was, if Friends were playing here or there, you made it a serious effort to get there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we, like I said, the records did okay, and our popularity did okay, but as usual, we hit valleys, you know, not necessarily personality-wise, health. One great singer ended up with cancer, and we had a change, and the DUI checkpoints in 85 and 86 totally chopped our money in half.
Wow.
There goes the full crew.
Mm-hmm.
This is all we can make here. We got to work harder for maybe even less money than we were used to. And I was approaching 30 years old and getting pretty old. I felt like I couldn't keep step. I was the oldest guy, and I couldn't physically.
Wow.
It just wear you out.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Especially as much as you were playing. I mean, that that had to be rough.
Yeah. You know? It wasn't easy.
Yeah.
But it was fun. And it was hard work. But again, making a living holding that guitar. So.
Pretty cool scene back then. I mean, and I'd be curious, we always try to get a vibe, especially for somebody that's been in the this area for so long. You know, I talk about the old places that you play, Anacue, Meridian Inn, The Ribbit. I mean, you name it. You know, there were some pretty cool places around here back then, and it seemed like that went away for a while, but it seems like the scene's trying to build again. Would you say that?
What I see and hear and read, because I'm not in the loop anymore. I don't really play out that much anymore, but but what I see mostly is multi-band gigs. And I even do them with Broken Pick now. Like, we went down to Jurgles and did a 3-band gig.
Okay.
And I see, like, when Highway 4 would do a 3-band gig at Peter B's and this and that. You know, I don't know if that would have cut the old days. Because you're making a living, you need to make some money.
Okay.
And I just don't see how a band that's on stage with two other bands is going to make any.
Sure.
And I think the majority of the time, the people that are making their money are the sound reinforcement company and the club owner. But like you said, you remember those clubs, how it was. And the cover was only $3.
Right.
Gas was like 34, eight, you know, 50 cents a gallon.
Yeah.
And there were no DUI checks. So.
Yeah, $3 cover, so it's gone up a whopping $2 in 20 years.
Yeah, well, you want to.
We've had a whole show on that.
Well, you want to talk about at a musician scale in 50 years' time isn't all that.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
Well, I would think in some cases it's probably even gone backward.
It has.
Yeah, it absolutely
has.
Yeah. Because I think DJs took over for a while.
Yes.
You know?
That's kind of the impetus of our very first meeting was that very conversation.
Yes.
And here we
are. Well, impetus or not, Friday nights immediately got ate up by disc jockeys.
Yeah.
And then the club would have a band on Saturday.
Yeah.
And now you got karaoke and everything else. But let's not forget, too, that during the 80s, you know, the mills were still running.
Sure.
When the economy went down, everything went down. Everybody suffered. Musicians, the milkman, whoever.
Yeah.
You know, everybody
had a
price to pay
sure.
on that.
Sure. Yeah. And it is tougher going out now. I mean, you have to have a DD nowadays. And I think a lot of people plan for that. But it used to be you just went and, you know, without a care in the world. And now we've got to pay attention to those things.
Boy,
and
you sure
it does affect a Friday or a Saturday night.
Absolutely. You know? Anymore, so. My experience is. You might start at 9. By midnight, people are clearing out.
Sure, yeah.
Yeah, and we've seen, we were talking about that. There's kind of been a push of starting shows a little bit earlier because I think, you know, people our age and all that, they'll come, but by midnight, they're ready to go. Yeah,
we're ready
for
a nap.
A lot of the kids are, you know, they're just waiting to pump some money in the jukebox and listen.
Yeah,
to that,
you know. A lot of it has to do with youth.
Yeah.
That pump of youth, man. You know what I mean?
Right. We're visiting with Chris Buehler here tonight, and we've got a lot more to talk about, but we want to play a couple of tunes, and this is one that jumped out at both of us because I honestly don't remember, and we'll talk about the band here, but I don't remember if I ever saw Slammin' Doors. I remember Friends to this day, but there was a time period where I was raising kids, and I was out of the scene, so that's probably why. But boy, this one, you posted this, I think you must have put it up on your Facebook page, and I stole it blatantly, because I was like, well, we got to play this, and you were texting me the moment it came on. We're like, wow, you know, this is pretty cool stuff. We're going to do Off the Hinge, which we played a couple of weeks ago, and give us a little background on the song, and we'll come back in the next segment and talk about the actual
Kevin
band.
Kevin Trevallio on drums, Rich Warham on bass, I call him Ricky, and the three of us wrote this song.
Yeah.
We did a string of songs during a period about 15 years ago, 14 years ago, and we pumped out a bunch of originals, and this is one of them.
Wow.
And we enjoyed doing it.
Yeah.
I mean, we would get together and rehearse out in the driveway on a 90-degree day and write a song over drinking beer. And because we just love hanging out so much together.
Yeah.
We're such tight friends.
Yeah. That's awesome.
And we still get together like on New Year's Eve and Labor Day. We'll set up the rig, play our four wives or three wives. Hey, who's got two wives? And we just have a good fun just hanging.
Yeah.
And I think that's so key, man.
I recommend you turn it up right now and strap yourself in.
That's right. Put the seatbelt on. Here we go. It's a grassroots slamming doors tune called Off the Hinge on 97.7 FM. Lunch, dinner, drinks, and fun. The Rainbow Inn, located at 323 2nd Street in Freeport, is the place to stop for refreshingly good times and drink specials during all televised Pittsburgh sporting events. Open Monday through Saturday at 11 a.m., the Rainbow features monthly karaoke and an acoustic open stage and is home of the 24-ounce Man Can Special. Call 724-295-0130 today and don't miss out on all the fun at the Rainbow in Freeport.
The Grassroots Show, Sunday nights at 7, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on the Rock Station, 97.7.
We're back on the Grassroots Show. This segment presented by Bros' Superette, high on the hill and right on the price. They are located at the top of South Main Street Hill, right at Rockenstein Avenue. Make sure you stop on in. And hey, Labor Day weekend, next weekend, you might as well get some grilling items, and that's the place to go. So,
yes, totally recommend it. And you can grill on Saturday and Monday and be at Corbri Woodstock on Sunday.
There
so get
you
your
go.
Tickets now.
That's right. So check out CorbriWoodstock.com. We are back with Chris Buehler and talking his life in the music industry, especially in this area. And just heard another tune from Slammin' Doors after getting off the hinge. A little cover you guys did of Tupelo Honey.
Yeah, Van the Man Morrison. You know, I chose this one because it's just been really popular. It's gotten a lot of play on Facebook, and we had people at the time that really liked it a lot.
Yeah.
And so that's why.
Yeah, cool. Chris,
well, you know, when you say cover, too, and I think we got to a point, and I didn't mean to interrupt you there.
No, no problem.
Especially I got to a point where, yeah, we'll do cover stuff if we have to, but we're going to do it our way. Okay. And this whole thing through my whole career was cover material to where, you know, very rarely, and I'm a songwriter as well, and you just want to be original. Because I think today, if you're not original, copying somebody else's chops or whatever, you're not doing yourself justice. And your window of markability is minimal. And it can just very short period of time. And I would tell anybody, man, if you got, stick to your guns, go original. Don't worry about trying to sound like, you know, whoever's got a popular hit out right now and playing it note for note. That is just, to me, it might be a way to make money, but it sure isn't doing yourself justice if you're a songwriter or you want to do things originally. I actually put a stop to a lot of that when I turned 50. I said, that's it. You know, if I'm going to do it, I'm doing it my way.
I'm so glad you said that, because I agree 1,000%.
Well, it just...
You put it very well.
Well, thanks.
I agree.
I just that's been something that's kind of driven me through, you know, the last 50 years.
Yeah.
Whether it be playing a lead or singing, you know, sound like it. Be yourself. Sound like yourself. And if you write a song, push the hell out of it.
Yeah.
And
be proud of it, yeah?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. And I think, you know, it's cool to see... You know, you go to maybe one place and they might want to hear the covers. But I think we're finding in this market, people are very accepting and appreciative of that local well-written tune.
Right.
I mean, obviously, it's been proven by us playing it on 97.7. People have responded to it, where I think you go back 25, 20 years ago, people would be going, well, what the heck was that?
Oh, I know.
You know,
yeah.
Where I think that culture's changed a little bit. And maybe people were understanding where music comes from. Because, you know, we always make the statement, if you heard that Eagles tune, well, it had to start somewhere, and it probably just didn't blow up on national radio.
Yeah,
no.
A good song is a good song.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
You know,
you got to have a good song first.
Yeah, and there's a lot of that. And if you will open your ears and give it a chance, you'll be surprised. We say it all the time. You will be surprised.
Yeah. I've had to become more open-minded through the years, because I'm pretty stubborn as a rule, and it's kind of crazy to open yourself up and try to be open-minded, because no doubt about it, as you get older, you change.
Yeah,
just like maybe your taste in food will change.
Mm-hmm.
And the same with songwriting and everything else changes. So
yeah. The band itself, Kevin, Ricky, and yourself, and when you came together as Slammin' Doors, how did that happen? How did you guys meet up?
Golly, you know, I was always going over to Kevin's. I was writing songs, okay? And I knew sooner or later we might get into a studio situation. And I'd write a song, and I'd go down and play it with Kevin down in his basement. I called it Magic Land, because everything always sounds so great down there. And we vibed so well. And I was playing up in Titusville with a three-piece band called Triad, some boys from Newcastle, Sam Mariko and Danny Lynch. And we're playing up there, and there really wasn't anybody in this place, but we were booked, and we're playing, we're making the money, and a keyboard player from Friends bought in this guy, this young guy, long black hair, and kind of like a bad boy rocker, and introduced me to this fellow, and because we were looking for a bass player, and next thing I know, all three of us are down in Kevin's basement, and it just It was like magic. Everything just started sounding good, man. And originals welcome.
Yeah.
You know, cool. Let's get this.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And I just dig the hell out. I just, you know, that's all first time in many years I could look forward to rehearsal.
Yeah. That's awesome.
Because I knew we were going to do something constructive.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And it wasn't completely cover material. We did some.
Mm-hmm.
And it was high energy, too. I remember that especially. And a lot of originals. And when we put the foot down to do originals, we came up with, you know, a nice group of tunes that we did on our own.
Well, a prime example of that was Off the Hinge. I mean, it just sounded, you could hear the energy in that song. I mean, it just, you brought it.
That's Ricky singing the hell out of that one, man. That was fun.
Yeah. Why did that come to a close? Or I mean, I obviously you guys get together. I mean, it was just family and...
We hit a couple bumps. And, you know, and again, it's like trying to hustle, keep a light show running, keep a sound system running. Because, you know, today a lot of these acts don't carry their own sound reinforcement. And the only way to make money is to be self-sufficient, sure. self-reliant.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And the gas... Okay, so you got light, sound, and gas.
Mm-hmm.
And you should have a sound guy, but you really can't afford one. So we'd run sound from stage. And, you know, the crowds weren't all, it just didn't seem like the crowds were that good. And things were just seemed like they were changing.
Mm-hmm.
Our fans were having families, you know, and stuff like that. And I just got old, you know. I was actually sitting in. I think at the time that I was 50, 51, 52, I was sitting in with maybe six bands in a total of a year's time, whether I'd be filling in or whatever, but I was gigging consistently with like four or five.
Mm-hmm.
I used to play in the Tillys all the time with Randy and mm-hmm. John Hoaf.
Yeah.
And that was always tremendous fun. And Randy Roth and John Hoaf.
Yeah.
God bless John Hoaf. And it was, you know... Could you know? You just wait, man. You just wait.
The screaming chicks started.
They
stopped screaming, and we're all looking at their phones.
Yeah, and they're going. And it, sitting there watching this old guy, there's no fun. You know, I think it just became obvious, and financially trying to keep the truck running, it just didn't seem to make good sense.
Okay.
And like I say, we still get together.
Yeah,
whenever we
still have
can.
A good time.
Oh my!
Yeah. Well, new material possible. With
yeah,
that?
I write. Well, I'm awesome. Writing all the time, and I got a lot of good songs. I just finished rehearsing with my daughter and my and Ricky, and I told Kevin about it because I'd like to get him on it too, and let him listen to a rough thing we did at rehearsal. And it's beautiful harmonies. I haven't gotten the song copywritten yet, and it's along a country vein.
Okay.
Simplest song I ever wrote.
Yeah.
But it took me 2 years to write it.
Wow.
And and it might be my Grammy winner.
Wow. That's awesome. Well, hey.
I got to believe in it.
I mean, think about that. The simplest song you ever wrote took you 2 years.
Yeah,
I mean, that's a statement right there.
I think, and I would walk around and ask people, hey, did you ever hear this line? You know, that was year ago. And does that part sound familiar?
Yeah.
That was 2 years ago.
Wow.
But
cool.
Anytime that I have that group of people, my daughter, Ricky, and Kev, I'm so blessed. I'm blessed.
That's awesome.
I mean, that's all I can tell you.
Well, we're going to hear your lovely daughter in a moment here. We're visiting with the Road Warrior, Chris Buehler, here tonight, visiting, talking about a lot of great music they've created and will continue to create. We can't wait to hear the Grammy Award winner. I hope we get to debut it.
Okay.
Or whatever else is created out of Meat Locker Recording Studio, because Chris is part of the session group down there whenever anybody needs it and is staying busy. And we are very honored to have you here tonight, and it's great to... Great to see that you're still playing music, first of all.
Well,
thank you for the legacy that you have created.
I'm blessed.
Yeah.
But I can feel it
Yeah.
The 53 years and the arthritis, and it's kind of funny.
Yeah.
And the life experience is an amazing thing, and that's the way I have to look at it.
True.
I can't sing the blues over it. It's just the way it is.
Yeah. And you're playing with Broken Pick right now, right?
Yeah,
people can catch you guys playing out and about every once in a while?
I think we're going to be at the West Sunbury Legion September 15th, and we're going to be at the Feed and Sing in Salem, Ohio, on September 8th.
Okay.
And there's, I've been blessed with a great group of guys, excellent players. There's another fantastic guitar player, Lee Sirjanin. Two fiddles, these guys, Ron Boy and George, they play great. Tommy on bass and Billy on drums. And they've opened me, open-armed, offered me a chance to play. I've known these guys for 35 years. It's high energy. I don't have to sing. And I get to stand back and play, which is pretty much what I've always enjoyed doing. So everything, that anytime I go out with them, it's big fun and laughs.
Yeah.
You got to laugh.
Cool.
And it sounds good, too. So.
Yeah. Well, we'll definitely have to
catch
it.
We just opened for the Outlaws, I think, last June?
Wow.
Something like that.
Yeah, good stuff. Chris, thanks for sharing your experiences with us.
Well, thank you for asking me to come in here and blab at you.
Yeah. And we've got a song called Always that you did with your daughter, Naomi, right?
Yes.
Tell us a little bit about how that happened.
Well, that was just one of those songs, that I had on for 2 years. I'm thinking, geez, oh, man, she's home. She's a real busy girl singing. She was on a cruise liner for a long time, and she's a music teacher. And I just sat the dang thing in front of me one day and said, would you please write some words to this, Chris? And I laid out the words. She came over. I had her sing it. Mm-hmm. I prefer her singing to mine any day. And rehearsed it for 45 minutes. We went in to Meat Locker, and she did two takes. I'm a bad dad. I walked up to her, and I said, honey, I love you. I love you. She's in the vocal booth. And I said, give it your ass. And I already laid down one guitar track. I was doing the other one. And she did the two takes. And the second performance seemed to have more emotion. She might have been in there 15 or 20 minutes. She had to go shopping with her mom, okay? And after the second take, I'm bawling. I can hardly even talk about it.
Wow.
And I'm going to go shopping, Dad. See you, bye. I'm like, I mean, I had my head buried in my eyes. Because she just kills.
Wow.
And it's weird. But again,
awesome.
A blessed dealie
in
my experience in life.
That's cool.
Is not many fathers get to experience that.
Yeah.
And I've gigged with her on stage and that, and
pretty special.
Hey, boy, I'm going to tell you what, man. You couldn't have told me that life was going to be like that 40 years ago or 30 years ago. And I said, whack, yay. But she's just a tremendous talent.
Awesome.
And I'm real lucky.
Awesome. We'll give it a listen here. And then we're going to follow that up. We'll kick it back up a notch with an old tune from Slamming Doors again called Two Shots.
You bet.
All right. Chris, thanks for being with us.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Chris Buehler here tonight on the Grassroots Show, the Rock Station 97.7.
Oh, can't you tell? These words I write are not mixing well. Oh, can't you see the hunger that lies in the eyes of me? Please let me know if you see. don't you see?
no salt. Straight up as a kid, I straight up said no. Now come on, honey, won't you come with me tonight? We got tequila to make us feel all right. Just two more shots of tequila over here. Give me two more shots, put them next to my beer. Two more shots, there's a party in the rear. Two more shots. Shots. Two more shots. Yeah, two more shots. Just give it two more shots for everybody here. For everybody here.
Where can you go, have really great homemade food, meet some friends, stay and rock with the tunes of live bands, and hang out? The Rocks. You've known it as Rock and Haven, Greenwood Drive in Butler. Family owned and operated with terrific food, great brewskis, and the staff all out friendly with a knack of knowing just what you want when you walk in. It's a great neighborhood tavern with great food and live bands on Saturdays. The Rocks, Rock and Haven. It rocks.
Time now for the Grassroots Concert Calendar on The Rock Station 97.7.
By the way, if you'd like to catch a bit more of tonight's guest, Chris Buehler, why not head Sundays up to Grove City, where Chris plays with the Praise Band at the Grace Church in Grove City every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. Our thanks to Chris Buehler visiting with us tonight here on the Grassroots Show. Don't forget our Rock Done Right tour continues Labor Day weekend. It's Sunday, September 3rd. A visit to Corbri Woodstock, a day-long music festival of local music, fun, and love. Check out CorbriWoodstock.com. Get your tickets online and get them now because they will sell out. On October 14th, join us for Zeely on Tap, a day-long festival featuring local brews and local music in Zillionople. And our Veterans Day benefit is set for November 12th. Mark your calendar, plan to be with us. On the Shady Lady concert calendar, Cooper Station in Sarver, the place to be Thursday, August 31st. It's a visit with Utah acoustically, live music with Utah. Arsenal will be there with tasting. It all starts at 6 o'clock. The Noble Hops Band, by the way, at Corbri Woodstock on that September 3rd. And then a Thunder at the Barn Bike Night returns to Peter B's in Sarver on Wednesday, September 6th. Gatto Harley-Davidson giveaways, live acoustic music, and $2 tacos. And mark your calendar as well for September 17th. Visit the Noble Hops Band at the Narcisse Winery.
When looking for a lasting, cost-effective solution for your next construction project, consider a post-frame building from P&W Construction. Post-frame buildings, or pole buildings, are great for commercial buildings, warehouses, equestrian barns, or garages. And P&W Construction is Western Pennsylvania's leader in custom post-frame buildings. When quality counts, call Dan Parr, owner of P&W Construction, at 865-9590 or visit papolebuildingconstruction.com.
Now, back to the Grassroots Show, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station 97.7.
Back to wrap up our Grassroots Show here on The Rock Station 97.7. And don't forget, the show always streams 977rocks.com and is archived for future playback with a number of our other shows. When you access that, you'll see a number of the recent episodes. Hope you'll check it out, support local music, and in particular, get out to a local venue and support our local musicians, because trust me when I tell you, it's not just the thing to do. It's pretty cool, but you'll have a fantastic time. It's well worth any dime you drop to get out and check out some of the local musicians that are creating unbelievable music in this scene.
It's the best value for your entertainment dollar, hands down.
Hey, I want to thank also the American Legion Riders and everybody involved in bringing the moving memorial wall in. And that is actually just wrapping up today, a monumental effort to bring that together. And it was great to see the response of the community supporting it as well, Utah.
Yeah, and they put a lot of work and effort into that, and just hats off to them. And, you know, the last week we had Martin Vincent on, and some of, you know, just his stories and personal experiences there, just very touching. And, you know, just again, hats off to everybody involved in making that happen.
Absolutely, and remembering, too. It's good to see that the response was actually afforded them the opportunity to bring that in because of the cost that was involved. It was no small effort. So congratulations to everybody involved there. We have also, don't forget, Corbri Woodstock next weekend, next Sunday. Again, CorbriWoodstock.com. They only do online sales. If it's not sold out yet, grab your tickets. It's a great, great day to enjoy, and the weather will be awesome for Labor Day weekend. We know that. And then after that, we turn our attention into the month of October for Zeely on Tap. Look forward to that. There will be two sessions for that and great music as well, and we'll have more on that as we progress toward that, in fact, on one of these shows.
Yeah, in fact, tickets are available for that now, and there's going to be live music again with it this year. Dave Hamilton's putting all that together, and so that was just fun last year. It was a nice fall day, and you got beer, you got great music, you got great friends, and it was perfect.
Yeah. And speaking of the wall, we'll have a Veterans Day concert and news on that coming as we progress as well. But right now we're going to play you a tune that is from a couple of gentlemen who actually will be at Corbri Woodstock. Very recognizable names in the music industry. If you've ever watched WQED in your time, you've probably seen them pop up. You've heard their music somewhere along the line. And when they get together, I remember seeing them several years ago doing a performance down at the Strand Theater in honor of the Beatles. And my gosh, you'd have thought the Beatles had reunited. I mean, that's how good these musicians are. Pete Hewlett has been with Billy Joel's band. And Scott Anderson is just a remarkable musician in his own right. Incredible, incredible piano player. And together they create magic. We'll call it the Hewlett-Anderson Band. And a song that they actually did several years ago, a CD they put out in 2010. I'm going to play a cut from that just to give you a little teaser of what you might hear at Corbri Woodstock in a song called Whispering.
All right, and I say we take the show out with some Atlas Decay in their song Lost, the Hypocrite's Hoedown.
And we'll talk to you again next weekend. For a Labor Day weekend, we will have a show Sunday night. Tune in and listen in to the Grassroots Show on The Rock Station 97.7.
Broadcasting from the Honda North Studios. Yep, it's August. Pretty soon it's bye-bye pool. Hello, school. So don't miss the waning days of the Honda Summerbration sales event. Clearance deals so good on the remaining 17s that you'll want to pick up a new ride before the new school year starts. WLER, Butler Cranberry. This is the Rock Station, 97.7.
The way the evening rolls around. So because your mama don't dance and your daddy don't rock and roll.
Shock to you?
The greatest artists of all time play here.
The Rock Station.
Yeah.
97.7.